The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Angry girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Hey everybody, this is me, Griffin McElroy, your youngest brother.
This is me, Travis McElroy, your middlest brother.
And this is my brother and me, where we take your advice and we do all kinds of crazy stuff. There's going to be a lot of goofs and a lot of pranks. And Justin's not here because he's on island time.
And this is going to be like one of those episodes where everybody's like trapped in the broom closet. And we're like, but remember that time we rode that roller coaster? And like, then we play a clip from that. It'll be a lot like that, except that we won't be talking between the clips. And we're not trapped anywhere. And Justin is, I don't know, probably having a margarita.
He's not in the broom closet.
He's not even here. It's like we said, man, remember that time Justin was here and we were able to record? Man, I wish we were all in a broom closet together.
Folks, listen, in this episode, we're going to bust out some of our favorite pranks and our favorite spoofs. And
also some of our least favorite. And this span was when Sad Libs was created.
Oh, my God. Really? I haven't gone through my assigned episodes to pull out the classic bits yet. I feel like this is when we really matured as a podcast. Though. When we stopped being polite and
started talking about poop for 10
started
minutes.
Started just being very rude. Which is, I have a problem with that tagline now that I think about it. Because it's like, you can be real and still be polite. Like that, my realness is my politeness, I feel
they
like.
Should have just said, like, when we stopped being fake bullshit people.
Right.
And started being even more bullshit people, but in an honest way.
Or when we stopped being bullshit and we started being polite. I would watch that show, The Polite World.
Excuse me, Steven, did you eat my peanut butter? Oh, I did. I'm sorry. I thought it was mine. No, that's fine. Could you just pick some more up when you're at the store? Yeah, I totally will. Roll credits.
Folks, we're going to bust out some of our favorite goofs and our favorite pranks in this episode, and we hope you enjoy them. What is the range of episodes again,
Travis? This is, I believe, 72 to 81.
Oh, some really great stuff in there. Oh, man, 77? Forget about it. I forget everything we've ever said before, like, this mid-May. And that's not a lie. I'm looking forward to hearing these episodes for the first time.
I was really excited to hear Crocoswine in here. Completely forgotten about Crocoswine.
Oh, shit, yeah. Well, spoiler alert, Crocoswine's coming. Folks, we're going to bust out some of our favorite spoofs, some of our favorite pranks, and here they come, and we'll talk to you here in just a little bit. Take a
chance. I'm sorry, like, can we take a step back here? Why is every romantic encounter that this girl has, like Robert Redford in Indecent Proposal. Like, why should there be a proposition? Like, excuse me.
There is $10,000 in my hotel room upstairs. You have to find it.
My associate Reginald has a briefcase with $100,000. I am propositioning you.
What accent is that?
What?
Half comic book guy, half Hitchcock.
Okay.
It was really, really scary.
Maybe that's why the guy is intimidated.
Hello. Unmarked, much like myself. No needle of tattoo has touched my skin. I'm ready to make love to you.
Oh, Jesus.
I am so upset.
Reginald, open the briefcase. You will see the bills are in Ugandan currency. They are untraceable.
Oh, $100,000 in gold cougarans.
This is gold bullion. My associate Reginald will take this gold bullion to a deposit box of your selection.
At that point,
our brief fleeting lovemaking will commence.
Oh, Jesus. Now I'm just
Where are you
about,
going?
Like, I'm thinking about being at a bar and then, like...
Excuse me.
The Lord of House Harkonnen from Dune, like, floating over it.
Good evening. The spice is life.
I have a briefcase of spice.
Oh, Jesus.
Derek, actually, at the end there, there was some Borat third in. Okay. People seem to like
that. Take a chance.
So, before we take a trip, I would like to throw out... Justin made the mistake of giving me time between the time when we were going to record the episode and the time when we actually did. So I played a game with our listeners and asked them for words that they would like to hear on the show.
You made a Mad Libs.
I arranged those words into a short story that I would like Griffin to read now.
Okay, so what I'm looking at is a Mad Lib that... It's a Mad Lib. Like, let's not split hairs.
Yes.
Sometimes we make bits on the show because I think they'll be funny. And then sometimes we make bits on the show to antagonize each other. For instance, monthly observances, I hate that bit. I think Travis kind of does too. Griffin inflicts it on us every fucking month.
This was actually Justin's punishment for not being ready to record the call when he was supposed to.
So now he
has to hear this Mad Lib.
I had something really important come up.
Mm-hmm. Was it toddlers and tiaras?
Yeah.
Okay.
Aiden Wood lost her foot in a logging accident. I didn't know if she'd be able to perform.
This is the epic and moist fable of Bumsy Clumhole and the Marshmallow Debacle. Why am I doing this?
Read away.
Don't stop.
Travis,
now.
This is making me hate you and our listeners who sent this shit in.
Do it.
One fine and scrumptious day, Bumsy was hanging out with his funkalicious friend Batman. They were runny late for the big race. The thick freakness. They'd been watching the clock when suddenly everything got all timey-wimey, wibbly-wobbly. So there's a Doctor Who thing. So they leapt onto their Pegasus, Celestia Sprinkles, and sprang into action, only stopping to get a fish taco on the way. "Slow down," yelled Batman. "This is chafing my turgid front putt and giving me lavicious thoughts." "Oh, hogwash," yelled Bumsy. "Stop being persnickety. This is funkalicious." "Incredible," sighed Batman. But sadly, the whole thing was a boondoggle. Bumsy died, and Batman was left as the only living boy in New York. That was the end of it, and we will never do that to you again, and I promise you. I wrote a book in second grade called Grant Andrews Kid Cop. That reads that reads better than that thing that you made.
Why did you do that to him? Why is it that you were trying to punish me, but Griffin ends up catching?
Because it was humiliating. I said words in there that I would never say. Funkalicious? You realize that every word I say is like a precious treasure, right? And you just you just tarnished my streak.
Of precious treasures.
Take a chance.
This one's actually old. I've been holding on to this one. I've had this arrow in my quiver for a long time. It's sent in by Jacob Locker. Thank you, Jacob. It's by Yahoo Answers user James, who asks, "How can I make myself into a human peanut butter and jelly sandwich?" Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Go on.
Okay. Okay. I like making messes. And I want to really do this. The first thing I want to do is get covered in a peanut butter type of mixture and then a jelly type of mixture and have, like, some giant bread made of smaller bread. And also, when I get the peanut butter mixture and jelly mixture poured on me, I lay on the bread and get it dumped on me, or just stand up and have it poured on me. It's your vote. And last but not least, how could I make, like, a maybe runny liquidy peanut butter mix and runny liquidy jelly mix? That was all one sentence.
Oh, no.
Tell me what you guys think, and how I could make a mess with this stuff. And I forgot to say that at the end, after I get the mixture's poured on me, I'm going to get two giant pieces of bread, cover it with regular PB&J, cover myself up, and maybe roll around in it, unleash the ideas and the creativeness. Ha ha ha, this will be so much fun and feel awesome.
I'm right in thinking that there's an underlying, and all the while I'm going to be jerking it so right.
I'm going to jerk it in this runny, liquidy, jelly-type mixture.
Oh, and BT Dubs, I'm just going to be jerking it.
Danny's just one flag away from that trip to Universal Studios. He's made it through the Gak Mountain. He's made it through the car wash. Now he's just got to get this one last flag from a giant peanut butter jelly sandwich, and oh my god, is he masturbating? He's pretty much the master
anymore.
He's
so excited about that Casio keyboard. That Casio keyboard that
he has found the flag. He is using the flag as some sort of jerkit sheath. I'm Mark Summers, and I quit television forever because I am yucked.
I am retired. I have now have obsessive compulsive disorder.
I know, because of this child's lewd act, I am leaving the entertainment business.
And that completes our Mark Summers origin story.
Those flags are for, those are roller skate vouchers, not jerkit sheaths.
Sir.
Pardon.
Good day.
You win nothing. Hey, Mark, you want to watch?
Hey, Mark.
I double dare you.
I'm going to ask you. Take a chance. I would rather them not have a gift than have the gift of guilt, which is what you're giving them if you get them a present and they didn't get you one.
But there, you always run that risk of, like, maybe they didn't think you were going to get them anything. And so now it's just this, like, unspoken, like, well, we didn't get anything for each other. I don't know. It's so tough because you don't want to make them feel bad, but at the same time, maybe you need to break
the cycle.
How is
it going
to
make them feel bad if they get a present? How do you
feel? Because they didn't get you a present.
Fuck that. They'll be so excited to get a present that they'll just be like, ooh, present.
This is like a shiny
just
present.
Just go to stop overthinking it. Just go to Pier 1 Imports and buy them one of those wicker basketballs.
Griffin, imagine Gift of the Magi and the woman's like, I sold my hair to get you this watch chain. He's like, oh, cool. That'll go great with my watch.
Oh, man. That was very thoughtful of you.
But listen, I'm going to need a new lady. You're bald. hey, I'm just looking at my watch. It looks like it's time to get a new girlfriend. Out of the way, Lex Luthor.
Man, that trade-off is not very fair, is it?
Hey, Vicky, me and Hellraiser split up. You want to get down? Yeah, I got a new chain, too.
Yeah, I got this sweet-ass watch chain.
I said, there's the door, Willy Willy. Thanks for the watch. Oh, man. What horseshit. Yeah, I sold my watch. What did you do? Oh, you're bald now. That's rough.
Yeah, but his watch isn't going to grow back.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, because he had his watch gland removed. Take a chance. Do you guys want a Yahoo answer?
Yes. I have one. Okay. How did Griffin just say cinnamon?
This one was sent in by Justin Russo. Thank you, Justin Russo. You're a gentleman and a scholar. It's asked by Yahoo Answers user Buck Peters, who asks... Come on now.
That's not a good start.
What a power name!
Buck Peters asks...
Whatever he wants to.
Is it weird to watch porn with 9 other dudes with surround sound and order pizza for the event, like with sports? Because that's what's happening at our bachelor pad right now. We started off with 4 guys. Now the neighbor and his buddies came over, and it's 9 guys watching porn, drinking beer, and eating pizza. If my buddy Seth and his 2 other buddies come over, that'll bring the tally of this party to 12 dudes?
Oh my Jesus.
There's a question mark. Like, mathematically, yeah, you got it. Should we invite some girls to balance out a possible sausage fest?
A possible sausage fest?
You can, like, invite girls from now until the end of linear time. Not one is going to darken the door of that party.
Well, that,
so here's the setup.
There's no,
see you there?
You use so many question marks in this question where question marks didn't need to be like, yeah, also you're eating pizza with probable sausage on it. I'm going to go ahead and say
this is like sausage Woodstock.
Yeah.
Like you've called all the sausage together for 9 miles.
And there's probably sausage on
the
TV
one room.
Too, wouldn't you imagine? Some dude.
Do you know what my biggest problem with this setup is? The surround sound aspect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What was that?
Like, yeah.
There's a dick right behind my head.
I feel like there's just a dick on my shoulder.
Is there someone gooshing behind my head? Who's gooshing? Philip, are you gooshing?
Yucko, don't say that.
God. How does this become like a regular, like, it's Thursday porn night again? Like,
don't you
what the hell is the matter
with an event? Don't you call
like
it
with
an
sports
event?
Only not with sports. Looks like that penis is winning against the vagina.
He could go all the way.
Surround sound.
Let's look at it through the eyes of the pizza guy who rolls up and delivers your pizza.
Yeah.
And he swings open the door, and he's just like,
I'm going to go. Yeah. I don't know what this is.
And there are porn order sounds. There are porn sounds coming from every corner of your room.
Is this like 9.1? Jesus, how many speakers are there?
I heard your house gushing from the Johnsons.
Like, wait a minute. Please. Wait one goddamn second.
Can you please never say the phrase gushing from the Johnsons again?
I can. I mean, like, I can't make any promises, but I'll do what I can.
Psychically unpleasant.
That bad, huh? Yeah. I thought maybe it was evocative. Take a
chance. How about another one from Mr. Justin Russo? He really knocked it out of the park this week. Thank you, Justin Russo. It's by Yahoo Answers user Vic Philadelphia Freedom, who asks, this might be too gross. Let me know if it is, and we'll do something else. How do you make a scrotum more attractive? I mean, if you leave it as is, it looks like a Velcro tennis ball rolled in pet hair. If you shave it, it looks like an orange that somebody forgot in the fridge for a year. How do you make it look any better? Serious answers only, please.
You can make it look like a kitty. Like face paint.
What's the additional info, Griffin?
Additional details. Will you marry me, cat? So I don't know. What? Maybe he's using this as like the worst proposal. Like he was trying to genetically, scientifically come up with the worst proposal ever imaginable.
Uh-huh.
Because this would be it.
This is pretty high on the list. This is actually an easy one to answer. What you want to do is go up to you go up and click layer, and then click filter, and then click artistic, and then click scrotums, and then click despeckle, devein, and uncheck smoothing. And you're just going to want to save that as a.
Do you guys? To get the TIFF or JPEG, what file format?
If you have a TIFF, you're going to want to check in laced hair. And that's going to give you a look like the pubes are woven into like a dick dicky, basically.
Yeah.
It's going to be a really nice look.
I usually just blur it. Blur. And then I slap a mosaic filter on it. And then I print that, and I use it as a basis for my stained glass work.
You know, and we run into this a lot, but you guys are just so much more computer savvy than me. I just use paint and just kind of do a spray paint smile on it.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
That's good, I guess.
I'm still using clip art.
I've been looking into Flash to, like, animate, to just make it look like the left and right. Gonads are sort of going up and down as if it were walking down like a path, like a rose-covered path.
So maybe they're not any more attractive, but they're definitely more active.
Yeah, well, and you can't spell attractive without active, you know?
It's true.
Everybody get fit. Just a reminder.
You thought about maybe throwing a third ball in there?
Give them something they haven't seen before.
Just like that classic scene in Total Recall. When that girl says, "Baby, you made me wish I was dead." I hate your football so much.
Oh man, is there? I don't think that there is a. I don't know an equal thing for having three balls. Like, made me wish I had six fingers. I don't know.
Made me wish I had left after our second date. Something. Can you have them removed?
Can you have them moved?
Yeah,
you have them moved to a place in your body that's a little more discreet.
How about on top?
Stop it.
Oh, no.
Is that Gonzo down there? You look ridiculous.
Oh, that's so crazy because mine looks like Rolf.
Would you just put the balls up there or the whole thing?
The whole kit and caboodle?
I don't know. Is it possible to just turn the whole thing upside down?
That's what I'm wondering.
No, I don't want to do that.
Can we turn it sideways? There's so many options.
It looks quizzical.
I don't want to think these things anymore. It's like when you were a kid and you cocked your, cocked your baseball hat to the side to let people know that you were street.
Oh, you got rally balls.
Yeah. Come on, Reds. I turned my dick 35 degrees to the left for you. Come on, Gomez. Hit it. Take a
chance. Hey, guys, I'm an avid believer in the philosophy of waiting as long as possible to wash a pair of jeans for the sake of preserving the color in them. I will often go a few months without washing them. The jeans I wear are usually dark in color, so they do not show food and or coffee stains, nor do they noticeably smell from a distance. My main fear of doing this is that those who see me on a day-to-day basis in work setting will start to notice that I'm re-wearing my jeans every day for weeks on end, or that I am a slob or a hobo. Is this a weird thing to do? Are my fears justified? That's from Dirty Denim in Detroit.
That was my favorite Bruce Springsteen album.
Hey, buddy. You're a slob.
No, hey, Travis.
Hey.
No, here's when your qualifiers are they don't noticeably smell from a distance.
Yeah.
And they're dark, so they don't show coffee or food stains. Not that they don't have coffee or food stains.
Well, sure. A man's going to spill coffee on his pants. That's gravity.
Well, but third is a few months? Is he saying that, like, do you think he means he wears them, like, in a month, three times spread out over a month? Or is like, every day for a month? No way,
man. I think these are his off-court buddies, and he's wearing them every day.
Man, if you're going to work in those...
Yeah, he's also wearing them on the court. They're off and on court buddies.
Yeah, they're just his constant buddies.
They're just his constant
ever buddies. They're his ever buddies.
There are many ways to.
Have you worn those ever buddies jeans? The new brand from Gap. Yeah, they're nice. They have so many pockets.
Your ass looks terrific in those ever buddies.
They have little inserts for Glade plugins that you can just like slide right in there, and then the smell isn't noticeable from a distance.
They have a Teflon weave. It's pretty nice.
It really catches the stink and holds it in. So, but man, watch out when you take it off. There is a visible cloud.
You know, I hear people using those instead of security deposit boxes now. Mm-hmm. You just put them in your everybody's.
And this is where I keep my stink and my bouillon. In my jeans vault.
Why don't you just get, instead of expensive jeans, more jeans and get like a wider rotation?
Double jeans.
Give them double jeans.
Have
you worn double everbuddies?
Have you worn those double jean everbuddies from Gap?
It's basically like an airlock system.
They cost $300,000.
Your dick will suffocate.
They are airtight.
They keep the last remaining sample of smallpox in there. That's they're in my everbuddies. My hermetic.
More or less, it's like an iron lung from the waist down.
I'm not even sure that we understand the concept of everybody jeans vaults anymore. Take a
chance. Straight up, I'm going to call you guys out. What is the most random, weirdest thing that you've ever gotten choked up over?
There is a Staples commercial where the dad is at the store and he says, we have to buy all these supplies and they're for the kids. And his wife's a teacher and she's like, well, the school doesn't have enough money this year. And then she sees him at another register later, even though he was upset, and he's buying some supplies for her class.
Oh, man.
I want you to know, I actually just got choked up just listening to you tell about the story. That's beautiful. The school didn't have
money. I'm getting worked up again. The Staples commercial. any more? Now that I'm an old man, any Christmas commercial?
Literally any Christmas commercial. For me, it's that Zales commercial, or no, it's K Jewelers, where they're in the cabin, and the girl and the guy are standing there, and the lightning strikes, and he holds her, and he's like, "Don't worry, I'm here. I'll always be here." And he gives her the thing, and I cry because that woman's about to be murdered. She's about to get murdered in a cabin, and all of her friends and family will never see her again.
I gotta call bullshit because I opened my heart with that Staples commercial revelation, and you went for a gag. Okay, and I had to call shenanigans on
you. You want
to
know what commercials I've cried at?
No, I want to.
You want to know mine? This is an embarrassing, deep, dark secret.
Okay.
Katy Perry's Firework.
Fuck you. What? Wait, hold on. No more questions today, kids.
Hold on one second, Travis, because was it because the song played right after you won the season finale of America's Next Top Model? No, wait, you weren't on America's Next Top Model.
I was having a particularly rough, sleepy day. I was at the end of like a 100-hour work week, like I often do.
Yeah.
And I just was singing at the top of my lungs, but saying, I'm a firework. And it was...
Yeah.
It was particularly moving. And now I wish I would have just kept that one to myself.
I don't know if it's better if you're joking or not. Like, I can't know. You can never tell me. Actually, no. I need you to tell me this is a joke right now. I need you to tell me you're kidding.
No, I like the picture of a a single tear rolling down your paint-covered face and then resting gently in the nestles of your beard.
Firework, Travis. Don't ever let anybody.
That is true. You are a firework.
I've long thought when Travis McElroy springs to mind, it's with a trail of sparks behind him because he, goddamn it, he's a firework. Mm-hmm. You explode.
You know what the worst part about that is, too?
Yeah, I do, Travis. I know what the worst part is. I know what the worst part is, Travis. I do. I do know the worst part. It's the part that it is it. It is. The thing that it is, the fact that it is that.
The thing it is?
The thing it is the worst thing.
It is the thing, and then you do it.
Like, you've heard the song, right? You didn't just cry at the idea of it. Like, you heard the song.
I want you guys to know I'm crying right now. So I changed it. That's the last thing I got choked up by. You guys being mean.
I like to cry. Like
baby, I'm a firework.
Yeah.
How dare you talk to a firework like that?
Do you guys ever just think about sad things to try and get a good cry out?
I didn't until about 30 seconds ago. Now I got all the sad things I need to last me forever.
Because crying feels so good, I think. It's like jerking it for your eyes.
Forcing a cry is like jerking it for your emotions.
Well, have you ever heard someone say that, anyone ever, when you hear someone say it's a tear jerker, that's what they're talking about.
That's what they mean. Take a chance. You know, they're a big problem in Cape Canaveral. Down in Florida, you'll see them rolling around.
Florida can't. Florida makes me so fucking angry the way they treat animals down there.
Yep. They throw alligators in sewers. They throw feral pigs out in pig bins.
They
out
throw alligators swamp. At pigs.
Uh-huh. They make pig gators. Gator pigs.
They put birds in slingshots and then throw them at pigs.
Croco swine! The monster I just invented is croco swine. That's it. I don't have a joke. I just wanted to.
He's got the teeth of a gator, the ears of a pig.
He's got the heart tusks of a man. And tusks and tusks and back ridges. Like a crocodile does.
And he loves you.
And he loves you so much. Give him a kiss. No, don't. He's got so many tusks. Croco swine, tusks and ridges. Don't let him bite your face. He's got a tail and another tail that's curlier.
That's the one that grants wishes if you cut it off. Uh-huh. Just
he will give you bacon and boots.
I'm going to be honest. I thought Croco Swine would be much more intimidating, but he sounds pretty cool.
I want to hang out with him. If it weren't for all the tusks, he'd make a great home pet.
If it weren't for all those GD tusks.
He's like the giving tree of feral animals.
He's to give you bacon and boots with his meat and his skin.
And he'll make
he sweats penicillin, which is nice.
Hey, have you guys checked out my new double crusty double jean everybody vaults made of croco swine skin? That's genuine croco swine.
Yeah, they're the ultimate callback pants.
Take a chance. Is it okay to bring reading material into a group restroom? Is it okay to bring a Kindle into any restroom, especially a group one? That's from Bored in the Bathroom.
That's easy. No and no.
Well, there's so many questions here. The first being, what isn't a group restroom?
God, I would love a private restroom.
This is Jeremy's bathroom. No one can come in here but Jeremy.
You got a like fingerprint lock to get in.
Man, that would be fucking great though, wouldn't it?
That would be so good.
You would.
I would also like to posit like to go. True to the name, and have an actual group restroom. And I'm just like, everybody goes in at the same time. It's like, let's do this.
Well,
what are you reading?
They have those, Travis.
They have those. They're called restrooms.
No, I'm saying, like, get rid of the walls and everything.
Oh, you're talking
about... Okay, you're okay, a kind of open plan.
That's just yeah, the like, worst thing I've
like
ever
done
heard.
By Frank Lloyd Wright, you know? This is my bathroom falling
Frank
water.
Lloyd Wright was fucking nasty.
But I'm...
I'm making some falling water over here. As a Frank Lloyd Wright joke.
You know, he actually built a house like that was like based on a desert, and there were no walls and nothing separating like the kitchen and bedroom and bathroom.
Yeah,
like just wherever you were in the house, you could see every other part of the house. And I think that's gross.
The toilet was right in the middle of the living room because he was so fucking nasty.
Mm-hmm. Frank Lloyd Wright, wrong,
dirty, dirty boy.
Frank Lloyd wrong.
Frank Lloyd wrong. Dirty Boy sounds like a pretty good hip hop name. So like Soulja Boy, tell him. Frank Lloyd Dirty Boy. It's got a good cadence to it.
I'm not sure. I don't think there's a big problem with it. I think that if you are carrying a mag, like let's say a magazine, if you're carrying a magazine, I think it's okay to have one in the bathroom. I don't think it's okay to be spotted carrying one to the bathroom.
I think it says too much. Like, hey, I'm gonna go settle in for a while.
I'm getting cozy.
Yeah,
yeah.
And if
you need me for like the next 20 minutes, you know where I'll be.
A Kindle. Absolutely not, because if you drop that between your legs, it electrifies the water, and the water might splash up and shock your gooch.
Yeah.
That's science.
Science.
That's scientific disparation of electricity immersed in water splashed on gooch.
The reason I would never use a Kindle in the bathroom is because you're paying a lot of money for that and for that service, and then that's always going to be your poop Kindle.
Yeah. I like to leave my iPhone 4 outside of the restroom whenever I use it.
You stay right here. I'll be right back.
Yeah. Don't let anybody steal you.
Don't. Yeah. Make sure you scream.
Do not wander off. I don't know. I think that it's fine to bring material in, but
I don't do.
How much time are you spending in this bathroom?
I don't do anything in the restroom. And let's try and keep this as not gross as possible. When I'm in the restroom, I'm doing restroom stuff, and I'm out. Uh-huh. I don't bring my Game Boy in there. I don't bring my Game Boy. I don't have a Big John's bathroom buddy or whatever it's called. I just get in there, I get it done, and then I leave, and I go do other things. Justin's laughing because Justin fucking posts up, like brings the TV in.
Barricades the door.
Yeah, he's like, I'm watching Man vs. Food. I can't leave Middle Ep.
I'm halfway through this strudel. What am I supposed to do?
Man vs. Food would be an ironic choice because you're always at the losing end of that.
God bless it.
There should be a show called Seriously Man vs. Food. That's just him on the restroom after he just ate 36 chili dogs.
And that's the thing they never tell you about Man vs. Food. In the end, the food always escapes the fight. If I don't bring something into the bathroom, what I'm saying is I really want to focus on what I'm doing.
Yeah,
like
you
focus
should.
Focus on the sin.
Yeah. How are you not, like, buckling down and just get in, get out?
What kind of dirty boys are you? I like to distract myself from that evil, and you guys like to really, like...
I run my bathroom time like a fucking pit crew. Yeah. I am in and out. I got a stopwatch going, zzz, 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 and I'm out.
What happens down there, I don't know how what kind of situation you have. It doesn't happen, you know? You got to make it happen, and I can't.
I feel like magazines are the epidurals of the bowel movement process. You need
to make sure you're dilated comfortably.
Right, exactly.
Real quick, we want to take a break and talk about some of the sponsors of this week's episode. Our favorites, your favorites. They're back again. Don't call it a comeback.
Kind of a best of advertisements.
I mean, I would agree with you, Griffin. Nature Box is everybody's favorite snacking alternative. I remember when they put Hostess out of business. They put cookies out of business. They put graham crackers out of business. Cookies. They put sugar.
Cookies brand cookies?
Yeah. Everybody now is like, cookies? What? And that's because Nature Box Snacks is here with zero artificial flavors, colors, or sweeteners, 0 grams trans fat, and no high fructose corn syrup. So, like, cookie brand cookies can keep their fucking corn syrup to themselves.
Oh, they would. But that business, as you just said, is no longer in operation.
And now it's just an empty building full of corn syrup and artificial colors. If you go to naturebox.com, you can get some mini Belgian waffles. You can get some strawberry lemonade fruit stars. You can get sweet and salty nut medley. And listen, all that's great. But they have a snack that we just got in our box yesterday that is my favorite
snack. I'm excited. What is
it? It's the Asiago cheese crisps. I could eat 5 bags of those in one sitting. They're incredible. They're like the best. They actually taste like cheese and not just like processed cheese powder, which don't get me wrong, is incredible. But these taste like cheese. You could put these out at a party and people wouldn't be like, ooh, it's like Cheetos. No, this is like classy ass shit. And it's delicious, and everybody loves it.
So if you eat 5 bags of Asiago cheese crisps, Are you? Is that okay? Because it's Nature Box. Like, is this a food that is actively healing you?
It makes you healthier. It's like taking Underdog's power pill, and you get real buff for about 30 seconds per cheese
those
crisp.
Did you know those were Zanny bars?
I knew it.
He was popping Zanny bars and just like whacking out of his
mind. Man, I want to watch that. Like, where are they now?
He died.
Underdog's dead? Well, he only lived 15 years. Anyways, go to naturebox.com/mybrother. You can get a free trial of snacks. It's their favorite snacks, and they're going to become your favorite snacks too. Trust me, go to naturebox.com/mybrother if you haven't already.
So you've eaten 44 bags of Asiago cheese crisps in one wonderful afternoon. One might say the best afternoon of your life.
Some kind of trophy, at least a plaque.
Oh, I'll tell you what else you've gotten, a 14-pack. You are ripped, your delts and your trelts and your svelts, which your svelts is actually my sort of new name I'm trying to get going for your sphincter.
Okay.
You got
the sveltest sphincter.
You got a very muscly, fibrous svelt, and you're looking so right, you're going to need something to put on that taut, rigid body.
Well, I could just put on some terrible, terrible underpants that I bought, like, I don't know, at Target. That wear out after being on my body for 30 seconds and chafe really bad.
Yeah,
is that
sure.
What you mean?
Yeah, that's what I mean. And then you'll go to your job as a clown at the circus.
And show my underpants?
Yeah, instead I want you to go to MeUndies.
Oh, okay.
And MeUndies is going to get you underwear that is the world's most comfortable underwear. Not only the world's most comfortable underwear, the world's most humpable underwear. You are, when you wear these, oh my gosh, you're going to start giving off a pheromone that nobody's going to understand. It is
miles
going to be
around.
Yeah.
People will come to hump you.
You'll put these on and it'll be like a giant mushroom cloud comes out of your body as soon as you put these on, and then everyone under the effect of that mushroom cloud is going to
come get a
hump.
Hit film, the hit Sandra Bullock film, Love Potion Number 9? It'll be like that, except without the people of your same gender wanting to kill you for using it.
Do you remember that Sandra Bullock film where she was living a week out of order and her husband died during that week?
The Blind Side.
I think it was called The Blind Side. Anyway, MeUndies is going to get you all sexed up with some sexy, sexy underwear. And it's not just for guys. They just launched the All of Me Women's Collection, which is a 4-piece line of undies designed specifically for the female body in all of its inscrutable, insatiable? That's a new one. I'm wearing MeUndies right now, and it is allowing me to generate words that have never been spoken before.
I just
want to
say, I love that MeUndies copy here has indicated that when it came to making guys' underpants, like, they got it. They got it in one, day one. They were like, oh, two legs, place for balls, cover the butt. Got it.
Yeah.
And then they're like, should we start working on women's bodies? It's like, oh, that's complex.
Yeah,
but we're going to get our scientists on this.
We've read this a lot now, but this is the first time this has stuck out to me. A 4-piece line of undies. Does that say, like, bra, panties? Those are two. Garter, and then...
I think it means different styles. So you got boy shorts, you got, like, bikini cut.
Oh, I thought there was, like, a belly button sash.
And, like, knee covers.
Like, knee covers for your knees.
That was the complex part. They understood bra and underwear, but then they were like, what about knees?
That can be very sexy. Because you can add a little bit of mystique to your nipples.
Get 20% off your order today. Go to MeUndies.com/mybrother. Make sure you use that /mybrother so they know that we told you to put their underpants on. MeUndies, MeUndies.com/mybrother.
And you'll get them 20% off. They're good. They're really good. I really am wearing them now. And
yeah, I wear them, like, when I'm out of MeUndies, it's time for laundry.
They are the limitless pill of clothes. I have a call to action here. I want the Bim Bam Nation to listen up. Because
is that a Douche Nation reference?
It was just sort of a radio, generic radio. But yeah, it can be that if you want. Sean Sleeps Naked has a new album out, and it's called Voided. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about it, but I want you to go look it up. I want you to go listen to these tunes. It's a Louisville-based indie band. Again, name, Sean Sleeps Naked. It's their second album. It's titled
and
Voided.
That's Sean, let's be clear, S-H-A-W-N.
Yeah, no, there's no S-H-A-U-N. None of that bullshit.
What about S-H-O-N?
Shone?
Shone.
It's short for Shonies. Hi, I'm Shoney Bear. This is my new
album. Tell us more about this album. Talk about it.
Oh, I'd rather talk about Shoney Bear. You got me on a Shoney Bear tilt. It's the second album from Sean Sleepsnake. It's called Voided. It's available on iTunes. It's on Google Play. Wherever you get your music, you're going to be able to find this album. If you want to hear a track to see if this is this band that you are just hearing about on this podcast, or maybe you know about them before, if you want to know if this album's for you, you can go to voidedalbum.info or seansleepsnaked.com, and you can go listen to a track off the record.
Go check it out. Yeah. We also have a message for Robin with a Y.
Why? Because I... Robin from The Mask?
Yeah, nailed it. And it's from Kevin. Kevin says, congratulations.
Kevin, like smoking from The Mask.
Kevin says, congratulations to my lovely and talented girlfriend, Robin with a Y, for graduating from the UBC with your nursing degree. Now get out there and make me proud by getting a goddamn job and make the brothers McElroy proud by getting that cash money. Let's get that hype train going by getting the brothers to give a big get hype on three. One, two, three. Get hype.
This is Hoops.
Hey, Beach Baby.
How you doing?
Good.
Just having some fun in the sun.
That's good to hear. We're recording the podcast right now. We're doing the Money Zone.
Whoa, hold on. The dolphin I'm riding just went under. Okay, I'll have to come back up. Okay, now I'm back above.
Is your phone waterproof? I'm worried about... they're expensive.
Don't worry about my phone. It's waterproof. They give you a special waterproof beach phone. It's an iPhone 7.
Okay.
When you get to the beach.
Will you, just apropos of nothing, will you yell get hype for me?
Okay. Like yell?
Yeah.
I mean, you're in the middle
of the
ocean.
I want everyone on the beach to hear it.
Get hype!
I feel like you could have really leaned into it a little bit more. Let's do a quick...
My baby's asleep.
Oh, I see.
Okay, yeah.
Vacation checkup. How are things going?
Well, they're going pretty good. Just getting that D, carving the waves.
On a dolphin?
Yeah, the dolphin and I are shredding waves. Some other guy tried to snake our toasty surf. Some other guy on another dolphin that was bigger than mine tried to snake my wave, and I was like, not in this lifetime. And I hit my glasses down like, oh yeah.
Well, it was good checking in with you. How many boat drinks have you had today?
How many boat drinks have I had today? I've just been inventing them wholesale. I came up with one that was just old coffee and rum chata and vodka.
That sounds just terrible.
I call it the 34-year-old man.
Well, good checking in. Good talk. Have a good time out there. Stay safe. And I love you.
I love you, too. Have a great show.
We already did.
Now, Griffin, I've sent you an update on this message.
Oh, shit. Okay, here's the squeakquel to that message. Kevin wanted to update this personal message since Robin has gotten a job now. Here's the updated message. Congratulations to my lovely and talented girlfriend, Robin with a Y, for graduating from UBC and getting a job already. Now that you'll be making the brothers proud by getting that cash money, and then there's $3 signs here, I'd like to take this opportunity to quit my job and become a stay-at-home boyfriend. Also, can you make sure that Griffin reads this? He's our favorite. See, I wish we had read this one before, because then we wouldn't have to upset Justin by calling him during beach
time.
Yeah,
but now people get to know that, like, we're not lying. Like, Justin's not actually just, like, sitting at home going, I don't want to record.
No, he's humping that surf on a dolphin. Humping that surf, getting that foam.
Let's get back to the episode.
Thank you all for listening. We'll be back to a regular episode next week. I promise. I hope. Take a
chance. In my head, I have a tiny bookkeeper with a green visor and one of those receipt machines that just like the receipts fly into the air comically.
And
I have a running tally of exactly how much money everybody owes me all the time. And I'm not miserly about it. I'm not going to go after those people. But, Travis, you owe me $364.
I believe that.
Justin, you and I are totally even.
Which is nice.
Yeah, which is nice. But, I mean, all of my friends, like Stu owes me $455. And, like, I'm never going to forget about that.
Ever.
Stu.
That's classic Stu, though.
Coming
yeah,
to get you.
God forbid something happens to Stu and you never see that money.
Oh, I have already lost a lot of funds, unrecoverable funds.
Gaddafi owed you 20 spot.
Gaddafi? That fool owed me $12. 12 whole dollars.
He was like, Griffin.
And he sent you a bottle of wine and you're like, no, Gaddafi.
Griffin, can I get a scarf? It's so chilly in Libya. Give me a $12 scarf. And you're like.
Well, we were hitting up the bars on Dirty Six and he was like, oh, man, I left my wallet at home. It's like, Gaddafi, I got you. And I did got him. And then you know what happened? He went and got himself killed. Thanks, Gaddafi, for nothing.
Yeah. And all that full drink is buttery nipples.
Yep.
And so you know it's going to be a pricey night. Take a
chance. We all think about Chris Angel in the context of Mind Freak, but what we rarely think about is that Chris Angel is a real person who has
who,
to
like,
go,
goes home and makes waffles.
He goes to Whole Foods, and he buys kale. Like, this is something, this is a real person that does these things.
Right.
He's not just magicking all the time, or maybe he is.
Wouldn't you like to think that he is? Like, even at home and no one's around, mm-hmm. like, all of a sudden the coffee's in the glass, and he's like, sigh, Mind Freaked.
Yeah.
My problem with Mind Freak is that it's unfairly watchable because it's constantly taunting you with the possibility that you'll see Chris Angel killed before your eyes. It's like an irresistible ratings bait. Yeah. I think, and it's not fair, and I think they do have to deliver on it eventually, at least an amputation.
Like, today I'm going to set myself ablaze while a man shoots a revolver at me. Like, oh man, clear the TiVo. Today I'm going to drink lava. Hey, Chris?
Chris,
maybe not this one. I wouldn't advise that. Maybe you should cancel this one.
I'm looking at pictures of him right now, and I cannot fucking handle his whole style.
There's a thing on,
okay, if you go to A&E TV right now, there is an ad for the show, and the tagline of this, like, I think it's maybe a trivia question or an interactive game, and the question is, will you save or kill Chris Angel? The game is called Kill Chris Angel.
Okay.
Like, they know what they're doing with this, and they're playing off her desire to see him die.
Hey, world, if you see Chris Angel, give him a hug. Just tell him, like, that it's okay, and that it's gonna be all right, and maybe, you know, he just wants to hang out. Maybe just buy Chris Angel a beer. We could save Chris Angel's life today.
I would like to try to reach out to Chris Angel and say, it's not that there are many people I'd like to watch die on TV, but you are the only one that keeps taunting me with the possibility. And that's the only reason I'm so hungry for your death.
Like, the first season of that show started out as real magic, right? And now it's just like fucking bear baiting. Like,
yeah.
It's waiting actually, to watch Chris Angel die.
Did you see the bear baiting episode? I thought that it was going to gobble him up for sure.
All I hope is that Chris Angel, when he like does do something like drink lava, I just hope that his last words are like, mind free. And he kills it.
And now the mind that is freed is my own.
Take a chance. You and Paul Giamatti live in your own, like, parallel universe together, and if you want to make amends with him, you go to his house. I'm tired of you using our show as a platform to apologize to Paul Giamatti. You know what, Griffin? Buy a fucking personal ad and say you're sorry to Paul from now on, because I'm tired of using MBMBAM as a bully pulpit to apologize for bullying Paul Giamatti. It's done. It's over.
Hey, guys, can we cut out cyberbullying of Paul Giamatti,
can I
please?
Just say one thing, though?
Yeah, as long as it's not directly a direct address to Paul Giamatti.
Paul, if you're...
not as much. Paul, I recently entered into a relationship with this girl.
I would like to issue a statement to all Paul Giamattis. And that is that I'm so sorry. Paul's...
There's a Paul Giamatti in Idaho right now that's, like, crying.
Messrs. Giamatti, I apologize for my actions and words. Take a chance. What if everything was shaped like a penis? What if everything in the world was shaped like a penis? Buildings, buses, cars, shoes, fridges, etc. Would women like that?
I have news for this guy. Maybe you haven't looked at a skyline recently. Everything is shaped like a penis. Mm-hmm. It's a man's world.
Penis has a tiny radio antenna coming out of the top of it. So that's... Yes.
Right.
I would like to...
To pick up all the vibes, the ladies...
I would like to hear this guy's question as if he and his friends often, like, use the phrase, you know, everything's shaped like a penis, and he's like, what if everything was shaped like a penis?
What if literally everything? What if I was reading this question off a penis-shaped computer? That's just not the... That's not the best viewing experience, I feel like.
No,
how would you give directions to anybody?
Like, take a turn left at the penis thing.
I'll meet you by the cock. Like, I don't know. I don't know which one, because everything. You're shaped
like a penis.
No,
the veiny one.
Yeah.
I think my favorite misconception about this is that women are walking around every day wishing everything was shaped like a penis.
Man, I sure wish I could see some penis-shaped things today.
Right.
If only this cell phone was shaped like a penis.
Mm-hmm. But this man wasn't thinking laterally. Laterally? He wasn't thinking about...
He wasn't thinking across all the different possibilities.
You've got to think about the big picture. We're talking about literature. We're talking about try to read a book, but the pages are in the shapes of dicks.
Right.
So you get, like, two words, three words, three words, three words, and then, like, 10 words... This is the balls.
What if this was like a fucking Twilight Zone episode and even the words were shaped like dicks?
Travis, this is every... We would have to invent a new language where character was a dick.
So you're saying like the book too would be shaped like a penis, you mean?
That's what I'm saying. It would dick-shaped be like pages.
Eat, pray, love, hide it when the kids come in the room.
Like, yeah.
So basically what it is this is a guy who has spent his life, I don't know, killing dicks or something, or just, like, making fun of dicks. And then he wakes up one day, and he's shaped like a dick. And everything's shaped like a dick. And the books are shaped like dicks. And the words are shaped like dicks.
Yeah.
And, like, his breakfast is shaped like dicks. And he's just in the middle of town square, spinning around the dick-shaped town square, screaming, dicks! Yeah.
And then a dick-shaped ghost comes up and is like, shouldn't have killed all those dicks. What? What are you talking about? Killing dicks?
And then it pulls out two vagina-shaped scientists saying, shut it down.
Yeah. I think that this man's main point is fallacious, and that is that women would like it, because I think that after a while, it wouldn't be... Like, if every letter in the alphabet looked like a dick, then when I got a special woman in the bedroom and showed her my treasure, she'd be like, yep. Like, so?
What if everything was dick-shaped except dicks?
Yeah. And your dick was shaped like a sitar, maybe, or another...
Sitar's kind of like dicks, you could choose a little bit.
What if it was like you could choose it? Like, you know, maybe you want it to look like, you know, a clownfish. I don't know. It's up to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Yeah, wait, are they not supposed to look like clownfish? I have to go to the doctors. All the doctors now.
Doctor, my treasure looks like Nemo, and
take a chance.
I was thinking, if I ever get the death sentence, what would be my last meal? I'm wondering what other people would have. I was thinking a double, an extra large double bacon cheeseburger meal, supersized from Burger King. But what to have for dessert?
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
Why are you sad? You know what? The irony is that if you have a double bacon supersized chunder meal from Burger King, that will be your last meal. That will
you're
be
as good as that anyway.
A chunder blender from Burger King.
I prefer to go to Outback and get the chunder from Down Under.
Yep.
What did you get at Burger King? A mistake.
Yeah.
But that's okay. You get one last meal and you can pick from anything. And right after that, you're going to be killed. What do you want? Some Burger King.
Yeah.
Can you get me some Burger King?
Can you dip down to BK and get me some twists?
The only thing I can think is that is a play. You're making a play so that the governor feels so bad for you that he decides not to kill you because you're already dead inside. Can I get some of those crown shaped chicken tenders?
And the crown, so everybody knows I'm, and so I can sit on my electric throne. I want to be the king of dead. I used to be the king of murder, and now I will be the king of heaven. Oh my God, Wheels and the rest of the BK Kids Club is here.
They're all here. Welcoming me in.
Fly me to heaven, Big Kid.
Dead man walking, you die with looking at the picture of the BK Kids Club like Susan Sarandon. The last face you see is going to be a face of love.
Take a chance.
I'm sorry. OMG, my tropical fish are eating it.
What?
I'm so sorry. Someone jizzed into my aquarium and now my fish are feeding on it. Don't let me finish. Will they get pregnant? And what type of fish can I expect? Will they hatch out like tiny mermaid things?
What kind of mystery is this?
Let's sleuth this one out.
So many layers.
You know what not to get a girl for a birthday party?
Yeah,
no. Jizzing in her aquarium.
Hey, look what I did.
Happy birthday!
Happy B-Day, Cynthia.
That beta has human feet. Who jizzed in this? My beta has a human face like Seaman.
I want to make an open appeal to the gentleman who committed this heinous crime. Why was that your best option?
And what was the timeline like where someone jizzed in this aquarium, skedaddled, and she entered the room fast enough to see the fish eating the jizz? You know, officially, anything you put into an aquarium instantly. So it had to be like, whoop, done, out, hey, they're eating it. Yahoo.
You know, I passed a mysterious stranger coming out of my room.
People say that the American Pie movies aren't having a detriment on our society, but look, teenagers out there are reenacting these scenes. And I did you guys see that one? I think it was Bandcamp 3.
Oh, the one where Stifler ejaculates.
It's popular misconception. It's actually Stifler's cousin.
Okay. So Stifler's cousin gives his seed, the gift of his seed, to an aquarium.
Yeah.
And then fish eat it, and then it creates horrible sea monsters.
I am so upset, like physically angry at all of this.
Yeah, there's nothing you're
thinking
good about
fish.
This.
Thinking about fish with human arms.
No, you know what, Griffin?
And you think about how you'll never be able to hang out with it. That's what
I'm eight steps back thinking about, like, the prior steps. Situation before this girl walked into the room. Was this gentleman, like, standing there and he pulled out a chair and stood on top of it?
No. I'm sure this is pretty low to the ground. The problem is that maybe you're just assuming that this person started out with the intention of, oh, I'm going to jerk it in this here fish tank.
Uh-huh.
I think that it was an emergency. I think he was short on time.
Right.
I think he said, I need to do this somewhere.
Gotta be where somewhere.
So you're saying he just didn't have an exit strategy when he started.
Plan.
Right.
His plan was jerk it, and then that was it. That's the end of the plan.
It's honestly her fault for hanging that poster of Carla Gugino behind her aquarium,
Thinking with that Gugino poster?
How could you? You can't just put a Gugino up in your room. Put a Carla Gugino poster anywhere.
And you put it so close to the aquarium, you were almost begging for human fish monsters.
Ew, you nasty.
Maybe you need to be more selective of the people you invite into your house if you had a party and you don't know which one of them came in your aquarium.
You know. Yeah. You have to know.
Line up the usual suspects. Who Gugino'd right into my aquarium?
Take a chance. This Yahoo was sent in by Lisa Holifield. Thank you, Lisa. It's by Yahoo Answers user Matt L., who asks, cool band names for metal band? My band has been wanting to do a show for some time now, but we have one small problem. We can't think of a good band name. We are a metal, death metal band, and our songs are original. Please help.
Mercury.
Travis says Mercury. Justin, do you have any other Greek gods/planets that you want to drop on?
I was actually going for a metallic substance.
You clever fuck.
I know, right?
God, that's good.
Yeah.
It's really
aluminium.
Juicy.
Aluminium.
Yeah.
That's a really juicy vein of comedy. You struck a real nice vein.
You know what helps any joke? If the person has to have a rudimentary understanding of the chemical table before they laugh at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, which in this day and age, most people do, I would say. Breaking Bad?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows most of the symbols now.
Yeah. Boron?
It is not at all called the chemical table. What the fuck is it called?
Periodical table of elements?
There it is.
You idiot child.
Are you sure it's periodical and not periodic?
It's periodical. Sometimes it's there, sometimes it's not.
Periodical, it's about magazines.
It's a magazine table of magazines.
Mm-hmm.
This is a show for stupids. Like, it's made by...
For and by
dumbos.
Do you guys want to hear some of the responses that Yahoo has provided?
Yeah, I do.
Oui, je suis, says Glass Rose. Guilty witness. Guilty witnesses. Yes. Unfortunate residents. Holy sins.
Wait, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Wow.
Unfortunate residents?
I love this apartment. The roofing is just terrible.
There is blood everywhere.
Yeah.
How unfortunate.
Unfortunate residents.
It's great. Our neighbors are very noisy.
This is too
holy
bad.
Sins, flesh deep. Saturnine.
What, Flesh Deep?
Yeah. He's just combining two things that don't mean the same thing.
Also, Flesh Deep's not that deep, friend.
No. But he's saying that like holy sin. Two things together.
Cold this is fire.
This is great.
Rainy sun.
2.5 blank bodies, knives, IDK.
Wait, what? 2.5 men?
Men, sure.
2.5. I think he's saying you should make your death metal band a parody off 2.5 Men's name.
Man.
2.5 bodies? Humanity's experiment. That's okay. It's Me, Drew has some really good ones.
Oh, God, I was hoping that was the name of the band. Are you there, hey, God? Mom. It's Me, Drew.
Hey, Mom, it's Me, Drew. Time to rock.
Your best bet, I think, for this particular band is to pick a name that is almost the name of another metal band so that people will get confused and come see your show.
Scuttle of Mud.
Yeah.
Scuttle of Mud.
Did you go see Metallica's? It's the plural. It's
Metallico.
I went and saw Spained this weekend. They were awesome. I want to go see 411. They're death metal, right?
That is, Justin, that is not even a... That is Ember so is far from a metal band. Amber is the color of your blood. Take a chance. This one was sent in by Michael Cornelly. Thank you, Michael. It's by Yahoo Answers user Jamie, who asks, my boyfriend is addicted to Skyrim? Okay, so yesterday my BF got Skyrim, a random game. First off, Jamie, no. It's a fantasy epic from Bethesda. Learn something. And ever since, he's been playing it so much. Usually, if he gets a game, he would just play it for 1 or 2 hours, then get bored of it. But he's been playing this thing for at least 9 hours straight now. The only things he would get up from the computer is to go to the bathroom. He wouldn't even bother to get food, and I was scared that he would starve, so I ordered him some pizza, and then he just ate it by the computer while playing. When I went to bed, he was still playing. When I woke up this morning, he was still playing. Usually, he likes sex at least twice a day, but he won't leave the computer even to have sex. So since I'm always thinking of him, I gave him a BJ, and the whole time he was still on the computer. I'm so worried.
Your boyfriend has the best life.
I'm so worried about him. What should I do?
He played this video game so hard that you delivered him pizza and blowjobs. What are you talking about? You can never retrieve this relationship. It's over.
And while getting a blowjob, it was just chanting, Dovahkiin,
Dovahkiin. What are you doing? What are you doing, lady? Have you not been, like, in a relationship before? That's not how you get anything. Here, I got you this pizza. Please be okay.
I'm so worried about you.
Please, I got you these blowjobs. You just have to live. Take a
chance. Could I eat an entire bag of pizza rolls without dying? My friend says I'll die or something if I eat an entire bag of pizza rolls, 90 count. But I know that it's complete poppycock. I'm a 15-year-old girl who's 125 pounds. Will I die? Doubt it. Get sick? Probably.
I have a bigger problem than a 15-year-old girl using the word poppycock.
Yeah, what are you doing? Oh. So let me do a little quick math here.
Okay.
90 pizza roll.
It totally matters. If it's Totino's, everyone knows that those roll a little bit smaller.
Are they super stuffed?
Yeah. Are they straight cheesy? Are they pepperoni? Because I don't know that your liver able to process all of the fat, the unsaturated, saturated
What if they're
fat.
Triple meat?
What if it's double meat? Well, triple meat.
So if
the
you're
third
looking,
one's more sausage.
If you're looking at pepperoni, which I think is the only sort of...
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only reasonable thing. That in a 15-count bag,
no,
you're doing...
90.
No, I'm doing a little math here.
Oh,
in a 15-count bag, you're looking at 7.5 ounces.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not that many ounces.
No, that doesn't seem that bad.
Then multiply that by 8. Six.
So yeah, 7.5 times 6.
Times 4?
Times 6 equals 45 ounces.
That's
divide
about,
that by
that's about,
16.
It's about 12
so you're
pounds.
Eating, we're talking, okay, well, we're talking about 3 pounds of pizza rolls.
Oh, man.
Basically. Man. That's going to be a rough night, huh?
What kind of day did you have
that you need to drown it in pizza rolls.
Pizza in the morning, pizza after school time, pizza never a goddamn again. Because that one time I ate 90 pizza rolls.
What I like is, if Griffin, could you read me the last sentence again?
Will I die? Doubt it. Get sick? Probably.
So she knows that it is a bad idea, that she will at least get sick.
Well, if you were asking yourself the question, will this thing kill me? And your answer is doubt it. That means there's a shadow of a doubt in your mind that yes, in fact, eating 9 pounds of pizza.
You know what though, Griffin? I would say that man could have safely stayed on the surface of the earth and just stared at the moon for the rest of his life, but he was willing to risk it.
I'm saying
to
that
find out what would happen.
Eating.
Yeah, that Travis is saying this because Travis's daily diet is rated by how much the likelihood that it will kill him.
I'm saying
bacon and applesauce. Maybe 3 pounds of pizza rolls.
It's gonna be that gonna fucking. It's gonna be gluttony from seven. You're gonna die fat on a table, and Brad Pitt's gonna be like, "Oh, gross."
I'm so thin and he's so fat. Like high school. 3 pounds of pizza rolls. Imagine when you do have to go to the hospital. The doctor's like, we have a patient here. She's got an overdose of flavor.
Yeah.
She's got flavor. She's got terminal flavor.
She's been flavor blasted.
She's got that Italian zest. Oh, I hit her right in all the right places.
I tell you what's definitely going to happen is your mom is going to get pissed.
Yeah, because you ate all the fucking pizza rolls.
We were saving that for pizza roll night.
She just got those at Sam's Club. She's got to go all the way back out to the goddamn Sam's.
Why the fuck did I even get the Sam's Club membership? I could have just bought you 4 bags of pizza rolls at the Walmart.
Nurse, get me the disaster.
This woman ate the Super Bowl. Take a chance. What are the risks of at-home circumcision? My girlfriend gets freaked out by my anteater wiener. I am going to please her and get a circumcision, but I don't have health insurance. I will do it tomorrow after school, but I want to know what the risks are. He says I will be using alcohol and scissors, but that is so dumb that I can't believe it's true.
Did he say it's so dumb, or did you say it's so dumb?
That was my own editorializing. I apologize.
Okay.
Ed note. Okay. Ed note. This guy's fucking out of his mind dumb.
Oh, God. I guess the biggest risk is that he doesn't die from it.
Yeah. What are the risks? All of them. All of the risks.
This is nothing but risks. Like, the whole thing is a risk.
It's all risk, no reward. What are you doing? Don't double down.
It was okay. I took a huge risk so that I could have a mangled penis.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you
and unless here you go, sweetie. I care about you so much. Every night I'm treating you to a poorly crafted turtleneck sweater. Yeah. Like, fraying at the edges. Oh,
God. Well, here's
my poorly sculpted member.
The reward is, if he does it right, you have a clean and healthy penis tip. No toboggan required.
Yeah.
But,
and that's a great look.
It's a great.
Yeah.
You can just.
And that makes the tip of your penis look like Joe Pesci's head in Home Alone.
Yeah.
Which is really nice.
Oh my God. After he gets his head burned by the. Oh man.
Yeah, I know.
Fuck, I can think of. Oh God, I can think of exactly what you're talking about. Now I can't.
Time for you to meet the wet bandit.
Sticky. Is it Sticky Bandit?
The risks are actually, this may surprise. No risk.
Could possibly go wrong.
You have actually, yeah, there is actually no, there are so many risks, you've actually negated the risk. The risks all cancel each other out. It's like algebra. Algebra of dumb.
It's like that scene in a cartoon where somebody like goes flying off a ledge and like bounces past the glass factory and over the tack truck and into like the pillow canal. Like that's what's gonna happen.
What you've set yourself up with right now is a sleepwalking olive oil situation. Just baby Huey all the way. You're fine. It's like a baby. You basically, it's the baby's day out of dumb shit to do to your penis.
Oh God,
you're gonna penis day out.
You are gonna.
Hey, Chris Columbus, you're welcome for all these goddamn residuals this line you today.
Chris Columbus, you make me so sad. You are going to need the sharpest scissors and all of that. All of that
and the steeliest will.
Yeah. And steel wool to just get it around. Nice
what you really can't do is get halfway through and give up.
Just looks like a banker's visor down there.
Surgeon's mask? What's going on?
It's like a blooming onion down there.
You got some got some hanging chad, it looks like.
I got a Pez dispenser for peanuts.
I would like to get a follow-up on this, though.
Yeah. It's just, I'd like to talk to that kid's dad.
It would just be a Yahoo answer that just read, oh, no!
There's blood everywhere!
Hey, folks, before we let you go, just a little bit of housekeeping. Thanks again to MeUndies, who are dedicated to offering the most comfortable underwear in existence in the universe. If you go to MeUndies.com/mybrother, you can get 20% off your first order.
And thanks to NatureBox, hundreds of great tasting healthy snacks. Go to naturebox.com/mybrother. Sign up for a free sampler box of snacks. What are you waiting on? Go now, you fools.
Fly, you fools. Just a reminder, we are doing an all Totino's episode as a bonus midweek update about Totino's. We're very excited about it. If you have Totino's related questions, email us with Totino's in the subject line. What is that email address again, Trav? I think it's mbmbam@maximumfun.org.
That is correct, Griffin.
A swing and a hit.
We also still have tickets on sale for our Pacific Northwest tour. We're going to be in Seattle. We're going to be in Portland, too, but those tickets are sold out. We're going to be in Seattle on the 29th of August and Vancouver on the 30th of August. You can go to bit.ly/MBMBAM Seattle or bit.ly/VANMBMBAM for those tickets.
And we might have another show to announce
this year
coming up soon, so stay tuned for that. It will be on the west side of the country.
But let me say this. There's additional news there that even if you're not in the area, you'll still get to watch it. So just stay tuned. It's very exciting.
We're going to astrally project our podcast.
We'll basically just be in your brains. You'll need to sleep at the time of the show.
Well, we won't be in your brain. We'll be in the crystal meeting place in the stars.
That's fair. If you've got a second, hop on iTunes, throw us a rating review if you haven't before. Click that subscribe button if you haven't. And if you have, if you've done all of that, tell your friends to do it. If you know people who are lazy and haven't rated and reviewed on iTunes, tell them to do it. Go check out our YouTube channel.
Go listen to the other shows on Maximum Fun. There's tons of them. We do other stuff like The Adventure Zone and Sawbones and Bunker Buddies. But then there's other shows we don't do, like Judge John Hodgman, Stop Podcasting Yourself, Throwing Shade, a lot of really, really terrific shows. Go to MaximumFun.org and check them out. There's also stuff that we do that's not on the network, like Trends Like These, a show that Travis does with his buddy Brent, and Things I Bought at Sheetz, a YouTube program that Justin does where he reviews food with his buddy Dwight. We've got our irons in a lot of fires, and there's a lot of fires to go around, so go set yourself on fire.
We also want to say thank you to John Roderick and the Long Winters for letting us use our theme song, It's a Departure, off of the album Putting the Days to Bed. You can find that album on iTunes. You can probably find it on Amazon. You probably find it on at a local record shop. Maybe down at the, you can hear it at the discotheque.
Is it on Jay-Z's Zune? The Jay-Z's like Zune program? I forget what it's called, but it's his answer to Zune. Music.
It's on his Zune. If you can find his Zune, he left it last night at Comic-Con. If you find Jay-Z's Zune, you can just mail it to us. Or there's an address written on the back in Sharpie. You can just mail it to Jay-Z.
You know, on the Zune, let's talk about the Zune for a while.
Okay.
Because the Zune was great because you could share tracks between Zunes. And it wasn't permanent. It was either 3 days or three plays, whatever came first. But it was a really smart idea, right? Like, hey, here's this album I'm really into. It's called Putting the Days to Bed by the Long Winters. My name is Jay-Z. Would you like to go get a drink with me? Maybe
and
go
bowling.
And
that's how he got started.
And that's how I got started in the rap game. Anyway, thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. Don't worry about it. Take a
chance. This one was sent in by Lisa Hollifield. Thank you, Lisa. It's by Yahoo Answers user Florix, who asks, did anyone else hated Alan Alda in MASH?
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother and me. Kiss your dad.
Square on the lips.
Keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Hey, keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Man, these girls are smart, three stacks. These girls are smart. Play your part.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported. Hey everyone, we're the Flophouse, one of the newest additions to the Maximum Fun podcasting network. I'm Dan McCoy.
I'm Stuart Wellington.
And I'm Elliot Kalin. What is the Flophouse, you may very well ask?
We watch a bad movie and then we talk about it.
A bad movie podcast? Isn't that like every fifth podcast on the internet?
I'd answer that by saying, one, we've been doing this show for over 7 years, long before the entire premise of our show was a cliche, and two, shut up.
Sick burn.
I'd say that our show is more of a comedy podcast. A podcast about words that sound like other words. A podcast about me singing long, irritating songs like this one. A podcast about pitches for a Ziggy comic book movie. Or discussions about sex tarps.
Yeah, I mean, mostly it's a show about three friends just hanging out. And talking about ding-dongs.
That's mostly used to.
Wait, what?
So if you like any of those things, subscribe in iTunes today or visit MaximumFun.org to follow the show.
The Flophouse. Woo!